The Bush White House went on the offensive this week, defending its Iraq policy. Vice President Dick Cheney gave a particularly hard-hitting speech on Friday to the Heritage Foundation, where he said critics of administration policy preferred doing exactly nothing. That was one of many political stories in this week that also saw the election of Arnold Schwarzenegger as governor of California. Joining us is Doyle McManus, Washington Bureau Chief for the Los Angeles Times. Good morning, Doyle.
Good morning, Leanne.
Let's start with the explosion in Baghdad this morning. This certainly doesn't help the administration's case that things are getting better in Iraq, does it?
No, Leanne, it doesn't. Although, to be fair to the administration, on the security side, they have been quite consistent in saying that it is going to take some time to get a handle on that. General Ricardo Sanchez, the commander of American forces in Iraq, in fact said only last week that the insurgents are getting better and more skilled at what they do. So we have not turned the corner on the security situation, and the administration has said that. What the administration's larger point has been, and this is what Vice President Cheney was saying, President Bush was saying, Condoleezza Rice was saying last week, is that over time things will get better, in effect, and that more is getting better than you know. And in effect, their plea was, give us a little time, cut us a little slack, and we will turn a corner at some point. Now, the interesting thing is that the polls show that most Americans at this point are inclined to do that. Most Americans say they still support the deployment of U.S. troops in Iraq, but, and it's a very big but, most Americans also do not believe President Bush has a handle on the problem. And if things don't turn a corner, that will be a big political problem for him next year.
There were some changes made this past week. The White House announced National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice is going to head the Iraq Stabilization Group. And Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld seemed to get a little testy about this. Is this internal rifts that are coming into the public, or is this action to just try and bring things under control?
A little testy, Leanne. That was the cabinet equivalent of throwing a tantrum in public. This was an attempt to gain control, to bring the coordination of this very difficult policy into the National Security Council, where in classic political science terms it belongs. But it backfired, because the problem is that the Pentagon has asserted all along that this is our show, we can do this all by ourselves, we don't need anybody's help. In effect, the folks at the State Department said, well, okay, if it's your baby, you can have it. And there's a lot of grouchiness in the White House that people in the State Department were taking a walk. Well, it turned out very visibly, the Pentagon couldn't manage it all by itself. It's an enormous, multifaceted task that the Pentagon was never set up to do. And Rumsfeld was, interestingly enough, okay with the idea of shifting some of the responsibility to the NSE and other places, as long as it was invisible, as long as no one ever noticed that his folks had dropped the ball. It was only, if you looked at his interviews, he wasn't objecting to the change. He was objecting to the fact that anyone had noticed or announced the change, and that his department wasn't looking good. This is a clash of big egos, and it's going to keep going.
Let's talk domestic politics. We have to talk about the California recall. Is Governor-elect Schwarzenegger in for a rocky transition, or is he going to get a honeymoon?
Oh, you know, this is a wonderful, the Schwarzenegger story is a wonderful mixture of Hollywood and politics. I think they might as well just film the whole thing and make it a full-length feature. It's a honeymoon. It's a honeymoon big time. The first thing Arnold Schwarzenegger did, very smart, was he picked up the phone and called the Democratic leaders of the California state legislature, including John Burton, the very crusty San Francisco liberal who runs the state Senate. And Burton was all hearts and flowers as well. The question here is, will Arnold Schwarzenegger turn out to be another Ronald Reagan, an actor, Republican conservative, who figured out how to govern, who took it very seriously and succeeded? Or will he turn out to be a Jesse Ventura, an entertainer who never quite figured out how to govern, and where is he now?
Given that there's a tough Democratic legislature that the governor-elect will have to deal with, there must be some kind of political danger in being a little bit too obstructionist.
There sure is. I mean, what surprised everyone here was not that the voters of California voted to turn Gray Davis out, but that Arnold Schwarzenegger won a functioning majority. He's got a mandate. He is now the most powerful politician in California. So, folks, better work with him. The other thing is that Schwarzenegger is not a polarizing figure. He's not a right-wing Republican. He has reinvented the notion of the moderate Republican, and that is going to buy him a lot of space in the middle of the California electorate to try and carry out what he will portray as common sense solutions.
A final and a brief question. Your own newspaper, the Los Angeles Times, came under a lot of fire for bringing forward stories on alleged sexual misconduct by Mr. Schwarzenegger just before the election, and he accused the paper of trying to derail the campaign. In hindsight, do you think your paper should have done anything differently?
I don't really think we could have. The problem the paper had was the stories weren't ready until that point. You faced the decision of either publishing the stories or suppressing them, and that didn't seem the right thing to do. The dilemma was these stories came in late, so it looked like there might have been some political motivation. I know that wasn't there. What is worth noticing is Arnold Schwarzenegger's campaign had lots of time to respond and responded effectively, so it doesn't count as a late hit in real terms.
Doyle McManus is the Washington Bureau Chief for the Los Angeles Times and a regular guest on this program. Thanks for coming in, Doyle.
Thank you, Leanne.